He didn't bring out the cat dog.
Yeah, we did. Well, I haven't heard this in a long time.
It's crazy.
If we had a guess, when the cat dog went off the air? I mean, it's a good 25 years since I can remember seeing it. That might have just been like hanging on at the end. Maybe it's longer. I have no idea. Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly. All right, we'll get back to everyone's phone calls here. Also, a third clue coming your way for Hugh's Clues, which has been an interesting one so far today. An ice cream flavor.
Nobody's really, like, they've had some good guesses.
No, like the last couple have been. Yeah.
What was that? The banana pudding ice cream?
Banana pudding ice cream.
The best.
Vanilla was a good one, yeah. Just considering the plant.
The best. Bananas stink.
Yeah, you're
banana
an anti-banana
pudding
guy.
Ice cream is so
disgusting.
Good.
So I'm a banana person, but I do not like bananas in dessert as much.
No.
Nah, I mean,
you've never had this banana pudding.
No, I haven't. That's to be fair. I haven't
Jerry,
had that one.
I would just refuse
cousin
to try
Jerry,
it.
No, listen. You would. This is to die for.
But he doesn't like bananas. Just,
oh, you don't like bananas at all.
I'd rather banana. Die.
Oh, okay, yeah. I didn't know that. See, that's something different then. But man, it's really good. Yeah. I still haven't figured out how I'm gonna get it here though, because she's in Texas.
To transport pudding from Texas.
Well, you could dry. What's it called? The dry packing and dries.
Yeah.
Yeah, might be able to do that.
Would you trust that though?
That's
trip.
A long trip. Yeah.
Might have to go. You might have to make a road trip just to get it, eat it there, and come back.
I've done that road trip before.
I know. Yeah.
I drove from Philadelphia to Texas when I got kicked out.
Well,
the house.
Yeah, that wasn't for ice cream though.
No,
it was something else.
For my life.
For being me. All right.
Wow.
Yeah, basically that's what it was. For being me, I had to leave.
I'm sure, yeah.
Let's can we hear from Jalen Brown?
Innocent little you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Poor Hugh Douglas.
Always against me.
Still trying to get this guy. Leave him alone. All right, can we hear from Jalen Brown? Couple interesting things yesterday he spoke about, one of which I don't think is a good thing, one of which is just him trying to unpack the trade in his mind. Here's Jalen Brown yesterday.
I'm still trying to make sense of it. I'm still processing, so... you know, I'm just grateful to have an opportunity, and I'm grateful for the families to allow me to come into their community and get involved and try to find solutions. Being able to build that greater community here in Boston and now extending it out to Philadelphia is important to us.
You know what else I thought about when I saw Jalen? Because I forgot about this, Joe. Mm-hmm. He's coming to the hub of the Beijing. Because, you know, early in the year,
his hair kind of came
hairline,
off, right?
Yeah, his whatever hairline was coming off on people's shirts. So I know we got a couple barbers that call into the show, and I'm pretty sure they got the Beijing on lock. We're going to get you the best Beijing we have, so the next time it won't come off when you start sweating.
Yeah, we got to make sure that's all locked in before the season starts.
Yeah, we got
the Beijing.
We got
you, Jalen. Don't worry.
Now, he so
could just
worry about
he
that.
Could just come on home.
No, he ain't ready. He ain't ready.
He's not ready, you don't think?
I don't think he's ready
if
he's to admit
the Beijing
that he's
in his
ready.
Hair. Well, right, okay.
Yeah, he's not ready to admit
but
that he's ready.
That's why you're here to help. Yeah. You told Sean Mannion to come on home. I don't know if he was ready until you said something.
Well, you know, it's a
maybe
couple cats
some people
that
just need a little
when
guidance.
I think about it now, they need to come on home. Because, like, it's funny.
Like who? Anyone here at the office?
Well, no, not here at the office, but I was thinking about somebody that came to mind, you know, like Stephen A. Smith. It's like, because his hairline, dog, it's like when you... Like and the thing, like Steven, my boy, I love him to death. But
we should get him on the show again.
When you look at the hairline, and you go, say if you go in the archives, you go to 03.
Yeah, it's a different hairline.
It's like what they say, like the coast. It's eroding like the coast of California.
Yeah,
it's kind of like his.
Well,
hairline.
You know what people say about that. Eventually, it'll be gone.
Gone.
Just like the hairline.
It's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time.
It is.
He about to come on. Steve about to come on home.
All right, one more from Jalen Brown yesterday, and I got to tell you, this doesn't feel like a great omen. It's a weird coincidence. It's nothing more than that.
Yeah, I know.
Jalen Brown talking about a cousin he has that I think we didn't realize. Here's Jalen Brown.
What's crazy is that there's no such thing. We're cousins.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I didn't know that my grandpa's a cousin.
Wow.
I think we're cousins. I don't think he know that either.
Wow.
His, his grandfather's brothers with my grandpa.
That's why.
So... Did he say in there he doesn't think AJ knows?
Yeah.
So AJ found out the same time you and I did.
Yeah. I know when people heard that, it kind of was a joke to the system. Don't worry about it.
Okay. You sure? Are you sure?
I didn't think it was you. I didn't think I was talking to you. I thought I was talking to other people out there.
Well, it's not a good omen. I mean, it's a weird thing that he's cousins with A.J. Brown. Well, it's not a big deal. It's just like, what?
Well, I know given the past traumas that we're still dealing with, I don't think there's anything to worry about.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I like that A.J. Brown didn't know until now.
Then he said something. Yeah.
I don't think A.J. knows. We're cousins. All right, well, Jaylen Brown and A.J. Brown, apparently cousins. 215-592-9494. Hugh, why don't you give everyone a third clue for Hugh's Clues today?
All right. This third clue is, you usually have this in the morning, but unfortunately for me, I had it at night.
All right. There's your third clue for Hugh's Clues. A pair of tickets to the HBCU Swingman Classic on Sunday. Let's go to, excuse me, on Friday. Ron and Monco is up on WIP. He's going to explain the rule to us. What's up, Ron?
Ron.
Hey, you guys.
Ron.
Yo, I got the, how you guys doing?
Good.
I got the ice cream. I'll say that.
Okay.
So listen, that play's not illegal. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He ran through the bag. It's some kind of thing that they're trying to do, like something crazy, something new with analytics. Okay? So he runs through the bag. Now, if Stott, because he knows that Stott's going to, you know, he's going to turn and throw that ball to first as fast as he can. That's why he's doing that, okay? He can get away with it. If Stott holds that ball in his glove and targets that runner, then he's out.
So you're saying it can be done, but it's risky because if the guy has the ball in his glove, he'll just tag him out. But you can do it.
Yeah, but he's never thinking that because he's too busy trying to get that double.
Right.
Okay, double play. So examples why I'm right is because, okay, say I'm on second base, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I can go anywhere I want on second. Anywhere I want, I can go. Like, you'll see guys, shortstops to your right, second baseman to your left. I can get behind that guy, or I can go back, or I can maneuver just to get peripheral vision on these guys. Same at third base. You see guys with a lead on third base, they're 15, 18 feet away from the line because they don't want to get hit with a foul ball and fair play.
Right, right.
Okay. So the point is, I didn't see much contact there. And if you want to talk about contact, there's contact at every play at second base. Say I'm coming in hard. I'm coming in head first, feet first, it doesn't matter. If I come in and that ball hits that glove and I hit that glove with my hand, that's contact, right? But if I knock that ball out of that glove with my foot or my hand, I'm safe. You understand? So that contact was incidental. That had nothing to do with it. It's all of it. The runner can be anywhere he wants. But once you're targeted, if you're close enough to get back in reasonable, the baseline, that's one thing. Like if he tried to make a left after that long haul to the edge of the dirt and the grass, and he tried to go from there and cut an angle on Stott, he's out. He's too far away. So he's got to get back in and then go over. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But
okay.
That's what it is.
It just felt like that they were, between the umpires and Mattingly, not everyone's on the same page with this. It just felt like they were all confused last night.
Yeah. Well, I'll say to what Hugh said, there is a lot of hold-me-back guys in baseball. That's all they are, is hold-me-back guys. Okay? I wasn't a hold-me-back guy.
Uh-oh.
Okay?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, you are.
I'm wrong by that action.
No. I'm probably the toughest dude I've ever talked to.
So here's the other thing I wanted to say to you. What did I tell you guys last week? You guys are talking about positioning in the playoffs. And what did I tell you? Get to the break. Okay.
Two games out.
Two of them things.
Yeah, I know. But hold what you got. If you can get games, you get them. But don't go backwards. Don't go backwards. Because these guys need a break. You can see it.
Yeah. Well, they do.
I mean, you absolutely can see it. Anyway, the ice cream is, I know he loves this. Because he said, I have it. Some guys have like it in the morning. Some guys have it in the afternoon or the morning and the night. Well, it can only be one thing. It's blue bubble nuts.
Bubble nuts.
Yeah.
All
blue
right.
Bubble nuts ice cream.
What the f***
are you talking about? Right?
I've never, Ron,
I appreciate
it. Ron, I'm about to Google it.
You know, given the clues, maybe the worst answer I've ever heard.
Don't Google that on the work computer, Hugh.
I did.
Okay, let's just all relax here. So, what is that a real thing?
I'm looking. If you give me a minute.
Okay.
It's called crazy bubble ice cream.
Crazy bubble ice cream.
I think he meant crazy bubble.
What is that, like a bubblegum flavor?
Oh, it's a style dessert in Philadelphia area. You're likely looking at Surreal Creamery in Philly, Chinatown. They've been famous for extravagant
floaties.
Is it?
Half bubble tea.
Bubble tea.
Half soft serve ice cream.
Now I'm out.
Floaties. That's probably what he's talking about.
I mean, it's a horrendous guess by Ron. What a dope.
I feel like you just wanted to say that.
Yeah, I just like bread.
Well, this shouldn't be that hard. Every time we get to 12:40 on Hughes Close, it feels like it's like, man, what a bad job by Douglas. Simon in Center
City. Is
that
what it is?
What's up, Simon? Simon?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Simon?
I'm on my way to the shore. I think I got bubble nuts in my bathing suit right now, to tell you the truth.
It's crazy.
So, I think I got the used clues. But first of all, let me tell you, I got the surefire recipe to bring LeBron here.
What is it?
Okay, number one, my favorite player of all time, no one better than him ever for natural talent, Dr. J. You get Dr. J, you get Wilt Chamberlain's closest living relative, and Pat Croce, who did everything for the Sixers. He was the best executive the Sixers ever had, and you make a play. They're going to be your diplomatic team because Chamberlain won a championship here. He was amazing, and he also played for the Lakers. You got Dr. J. When I graduated school, I had to take a pee at LAX. I stopped at the Marriott May 31st in 83. The day I graduated school, they held the trophy in the lobby of the Marriott. The last time they held the trophy.
Yep.
I didn't even move to Philadelphia. So that's the diplomatic
Simon,
team.
I love it. I have a question, though. I love this idea. When you say closest living relative to Wilt, do you mean like closest in terms of their relationship or closest in terms of like blood? Like we're going with like the kids or the cousins or?
I think the closest blood.
Closest blood relative.
Wilt would want you here. Listen, Michael Jordan was great, but Dr. J would take off from the foul line.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Dr. J hit threes at the buzzer in the World Championship ABA games. You know, he was pretty, and he's still around.
I really like this idea. And then we wheel him out one at a time, right? So it's like, who's behind curtain number one? We got Dr. J, right? Curtain number two, we have the closest living relative to Wilt Chamberlain. Come on out, whoever you are. I love this.
I'd get them all sassed up. I would get them all drunk and get them the hell out of there to see. You know, I was in L.A., and I was at a motel, and at 2 in the morning, I come in, and there's 10 guys there, and they go every year. They're from Loyola Marymount. They played with Hank Gathers and Bo Kimble, and they're brothers, and, like, they're brotherhoods. They're all, they look like regular guys, and they stand up. They're all, like, 7 feet tall. They come to Marina Del Rey every year for a reunion. You know, it's not about the money, right? Mm-hmm. It's not about the money. It's solidifying himself in history. That's what LeBron would do.
I love it, Simon. This is the idea we need to go with. So Hugh's going to get on the phone and try to contact all the living relatives of Wilt Chamberlain to help us out here. Simon, what is your guess for Hugh's Clues?
A lot of kids.
Wait a minute, what happened?
That's what I said.
No, we didn't hear you.
Andy.
Wait a minute, what happened?
Okay, and for use clues,
yeah.
You know, when I was a kid, we went to Chinese restaurants. I don't know. Well, actually, I'd say coffee.
Hold on, was that your pivot?
What were you going to say? What about Chinese restaurants?
He was going to say green tea ice cream.
Oh.
Well, I was, before I even heard a clue, I was going to say pistachio. Mm. But before I heard a clue, but the third one, when you said the morning thing, it's not pistachio, it was coffee.
You nailed it, Simon.
Unless you said mocha.
Ooh, I like mocha too. But Simon, great call and great answer. Simon headed to the HBCU Swingman Classic. Coffee ice cream. Hugh, do you want to tell your story to everyone now?
So yesterday when I went home, right, you know, when I go home, I kind of like to unwind a little.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had a sesh, right? So I bought this ice cream the other day. So, you know, I'm at home and, you know, like at certain times your taste buds are super heightened. Mm-hmm. So I'm eating the coffee ice cream, right? And it's like not a, it's bigger than a pint. You know the ones you get from Trader Joe's?
Yeah.
The nice little size ice cream. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, that was the first time I've ever had it. So I was like, damn, this is some really good ice cream. So I ate the whole thing. And then all of a sudden, I'm tweaking like at like 12 o'clock. And I'm like, why is my heart beating so fast? Why am I up? I'm trying to go to sleep and I'm just wired. Didn't realize, like I Googled, like eating coffee ice cream, it's like it's a little weaker, but it's like drinking coffee.
So we did the math this morning when Hugh told us the story of the amount of like caffeine that's probably in what you had. My guess is it's equivalent of 2 or 2.5 cups of coffee.
Yeah.
And you don't drink much coffee.
I don't drink a whole lot of coffee,
well, that's
man.
Gonna
and
wake
it was
you up,
that. Man. It was that. It was the sugar. And, man, when I tell you, I was like, what the hell is wrong with me? Because I was just tweaking last night, and I couldn't sleep. And then I woke up this morning, and I felt a little nauseous. Because I was like, I ate the whole thing.
I'm proud of you for making it in today.
No, but it was just like, it was the weirdest thing in the world, and I didn't realize that drinking, like eating a coffee ice cream was the equivalent of drinking like 2.5 cups of coffee.
I bet it was good, though.
It was so good.
Of course it was.
It was so good.
Good ice cream.
But I'll never eat it again. I never eat it again. Never. That was one and done.
I think you should do it before a show one day. Just so we get caffeinated up, Hugh Douglas. That sounds like a big one. All right, I got something to tell you guys about. Just a little nugget to just keep in mind. So I've been following the LeBron next team percentages on Kalshi for the past few weeks, right?
Oh, did they jump?
Well, yes, they did. So as of last week, they jumped a little bit. They went way back down. And as of yesterday morning, they were only at 6%. Well, today, they have jumped from 6% up to 15%. So the chances of LeBron James coming to the Sixers is rising when it comes to the prediction market, Kalshi. So let's keep an eye on it. Let's see if it jumps up any more. We are currently third in the percentage chances. It goes Cleveland as the favorite, then Miami, and then us. We're not that far behind Miami, though, for whatever it's worth.
That's cool.
Being used.
Whatever. I'm getting my hopes up. That's the whole...
That's a shame.
Well, I am. I'm going to tell you. Jay in West Philly is up on WIP. Jay?
Hey, Hugh.
Yo.
You missed a point earlier. Don't say Lizardo. That pander at first baseman should give up his spot.
Well, Jay, we know Bryce ain't about to give up his spot, so that's why I said Lizardo.
that's the ultimate pandering move. He'll get everybody on his side of the pander and do that. Just go ahead and give up his spot.
No, did you see? He can't do it because he dropped. You know, he can't do it because he dropped the scepter shoes this week.
Mm-hmm.
He dropped the cleats. The scepter cleats.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he dropped. I ain't gonna lie, Jay. They pretty nice.
You're joking. Man, did you see
it
last week when he had the Eagles cleats on?
I didn't see the Eagles cleats. Were they nice, though?
He had all that green stuff.
Yeah,
I tell you what,
outside of the rivalry pack, he dropped some nice little cleats, though, outside of that rivalry pack.
Hugh, I'm going to keep you out the HR office because I know y'all discuss different things. But with this Jaylen Brown trade, I love it. But it's a lot of shut up and dribble comments or reactions that they saying. They trying to slander his name because he's too smart.
Well, you know, we talked about that this morning. We talked about the fact that it's kind of odd when you talk about a guy who was in the running for MVP last year, all of a sudden, you know, everybody's looking at this trade like, and he's a bad person. Yeah. I mean, we talked about that a little bit.
He was smart, confident black man. It's scary, boy. They don't like that. That's what they sit there and say, that now he's too smart. Why are you too smart? Because in most of the rooms, he's going to be smarter than people. He done been in the MIT and everything.
Yeah, he did go to
MIT. He was a student at Cal and everything.
Yeah, he did go to highly educated schools.
Well, the thing that doesn't make any sense is he didn't change overnight. Like, he's always been
outspoken. He's been that guy.
Yeah, and they've had him for 10 years.
He's rubbed somebody the wrong way.
Obviously.
He told somebody how to do their job better.
Look, he's not 18 no more. He's 30 now. I got experience. I got life experience. There's some things I'm going to tell you and talk to you. If I'm the smartest person in the room, why I got to dumb myself down? No. If I'm the smartest person in there, yeah. But basketball-wise, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. We're going to get to see if Joe stay here. And we'll be all right there.
What do you think about LeBron, Jay?
Still got a spot.
What do you think about LeBron?
Who's that? Who said that? That was...
Joe asked first, and then I followed up with it.
Oh, I get it. He's trying not to talk to Joe on the show.
I thought he was still waiting on the trade deadline for his buddy Trout, who hurt again.
Well, I am. Of course I am. Yeah, that, why would that change?
He wants an all-star game, though.
Of course he is.
Well, of course he's going to, so he can sit in his Eagle seats and not play. He's not going to play again.
he's going to sit in his Eagle seats.
All-star. Deserving all-star, Mike Trout.
He's deserving all-star.
Of course he's a deserving all-star. Get out of here.
Man, look, he can come here. Yeah, because matter of fact, if we get LeBron by that time, LeBron will be here. So then you got all the three steroid boys up there. Yeah, they'll be good to go.
Who's the steroid boy? What are you talking about?
Who's the three?
The three steroid boys.
I know one of them got Bryce. He's been killing Bryce for a while. Bryce?
Bryce, Trout, and LeBron. Oh. You know that's where he be taking his breaks every March. He get his re-up.
Pretty wild accusations.
Just preposterous.
He's 42. Everybody he came in the league with is in the Hall of Fame. That means they retired for 5 years. They sitting in the Hall of Fame, and he's still going.
Was Tom Brady on steroids,
Jay? Okay.
He was on that nut milk.
Was Tom Brady on steroids when he played until he was 45?
Nut milk.
Excuse me?
Nut milk?
No.
Yeah.
No, he was it, his too. Drink. His nut milk, right?
Good nut.
Oh, good nut.
Good
yeah.
nut.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
nut.
Oh, you. Cool out.
My bad, I forgot the name.
Nut milk,
the name is Good Nut. And that's the name of the product.
Gracious.
All right, Jay, you got anything else?
Everybody looked at me like
now?
I was going straight to
the office. That's enough.
Please. All y'all looked at me like I'm going straight to the office after that. That's what it was called.
Good Nut.
Good luck. We'll see if you're here tomorrow.
I think I did pretty good today with all the regular speculation that was going on.
Well, except treating Zach Wheeler like he's Rudy Rudiger. I mean,
I did not.
You did. You diminished the guy.
Kyle, I know we got to go to break, but spool up the cut where he's basically telling Major League Baseball he will do whatever it takes to pitch.
You ran with that as take your teammate's spot. Take your teammate's spot.
I got you.
We ain't got to do it on the side.
It's kind of BS. So,
breaking all the rules.
Asking you shall receive. You know, if I wasn't necessarily right in there, I wouldn't be saying this, but I feel like I've earned it. And just because I pitch on a certain day, you know, I can't pitch an all-star game or even be there or get, you know, the recognition for it. You know, they could have did it a few different ways. Put me in. I didn't necessarily have to get chosen right away, but, I feel like I was right there. So maybe they put me in and automatically just shoot me right back out and put somebody else in. You know, there's certain ways to do it. And, you figure they would have a clue about it by now. How many All-Star games they've had. I think it's kind of just the BS rule that, just because I pitch on a certain day, I get punished for it, I guess.
You hear it, don't you? You hear it. It sounds different when you hear the perspective, because he workshopped this. And he really wants to play in his All-Star
game. You think they'd have a clue by now.
Yeah, it's one of those things, man. And as a teammate of his, and I understand where you're coming from, it's the Rudy thing, but when you look at it, and this is what I said, Lizardo's going to do what he want to do, and I'm not trying to put pressure on anybody.
You have.
I'm not. But when you hear that, man, that's a man that really wants to play for his city because it might be his last one.
Yeah, right. I know.
That alone right there, that's what I'm saying. I mean, and I know for a lot of people it sounds asinine or whatever. Listen to that man.
That
man has set up in his house or in the dugout and thought about ways how they can make it right, and he would be okay with it. That's what he's doing. And it's one of those things. It's not like he's not deserving.
He absolutely is deserving.
He's deserving, and it had to be. And again, not taking a shot at his teammate.
Mm-mm-mm.
But when you say it like that, it just makes it bad. But when you have Bryce Harper that gets in on the Godfather rule or whatever you want to call it, the old people rule.
They just used it for the American League. Justin Verlander. See, that's a case. That's the old guy rule.
Yeah. So
Verlander's getting in on the legends rule.
You know what I mean? So it's one of those things, man. I know people are going to feel some way about it, but he deserves to go, especially with everything he's been through.
I agree. Just like Rudy deserved to get on the field just one time.
When you say it like that.
And that's why his teammates gave up their jerseys.
It diminishes it.
No,
it
you did it. All right. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on all this nonsense. And we'll go on a blind date with a trade candidate next. Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.